People can't live with change if there's not a changeless core inside of them. Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Welcome to the Leadership Boost.
Leadership Boost.
Boosting your leadership into high performance. With your host, Sean Smith, updating you with the points and principles to sharpen your skill so you can make a difference and have an impact in whatever leadership role you find yourself in right now. Forget the fluff and get the stuff with Sean.
Good evening and welcome to the Leadership Boost. This is your host, Sean Smith, and I am back. I apologize for the break. I have been struggling with a few health challenges or a health challenge over the past day or two. So I apologize for not being on and delivering an episode to you. But there we go. This happens. And so I'm back and I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate you, my audience, wherever you are in the world. And I appreciate you listening in. Just a thought today is this, you know, let me say first off, when it comes to the Leadership Boost, this is not a podcast for technical insights. I mean, I try and add some value as far as just some technical stuff, some skill stuff, things to make you think. And basically, that's really what it's all about. I mean, regardless, it's the principles. The last time we spoke, I spoke about, just in the shorter version, I gave the 10 elements that I think, or the 10 leadership principles or leadership skills, and they really translate into principles or leadership laws, really, is that these things have to be kind of part of any manager, any business owners, you know, toolbox of leadership tools and skills, and definitely as a principle, you know, is that to develop those things in their life and in their leadership, because it will contribute overall to the impact that they have to people's, to people's lives around them. And so those are things that we've got to constantly be learning, growing, and developing in. And I cannot emphasize that enough. You know, it's just, but let me say this, is that tonight I was thinking about principles, and that's why I quoted Stephen Covey, who is like probably one of my favorite authors. I've read 7 Habits of Highly Effective People for many years, just going back and back and back. And one of his other books that wasn't that well known, The Principle-Centered Leader, it changed my life. It changed my whole mentality on leadership, because when I began to read that, I began to understand a lot of things about the kind of leaders I'd encountered and why they were the way they were and why they did the things that they did. And in the first half of the book, he gives really the principles. And then in the second half of the book, he lays out the practicalities of it. So it's really, really powerful. But he says, people cannot live with change if there's not a changeless core inside of them. And that because they know inside the principles of their leadership, of life. They know these are laws that are unalterable, non-negotiable. It's just the laws of life and leadership. And but if they don't have that solid core within them, they will never be able to live with change. They cannot adapt. They cannot move with. They cannot live through change. And then we're kind of seeing that. You know, you look around and you see. I mean, people are incredible. You know, the human ability to adapt in situations is incredible. Over centuries, we've seen how civilization has been able to adapt to things. But you know, on a more individual basis, we see how people struggle with it. So that's one of the things that I really want to bring. And tonight I don't have a specific principle that I'm bringing, except the principle of principles, which is really, that's, I want to feed a constant process of principles to you, just to think about. You know, I know my approach is my approach. It's my kind of my viewpoint. It's my perspective on it. It comes out of my personality. I've had to do two personality tests recently, or assessments, whichever you want to call it. And it's been very interesting to see that. I mean, I know who I am. I know how I am. So it's nothing new to me. But it's just interesting to see that, you know, how I express myself, because of my personality. And I think much of that has been formed by my experience of what I've been through, the leaders I've encountered, the good, the bad, the ugly, the excellent, the best, the not so great, the terrible. You know, these people have all formed a perception in me, but it didn't drive me to just kind of have a one view on the thing. I really took time to research and investigate and assess and evaluate what does true leadership look like? What is it, you know, what does it look like? What, how do you experience that leadership? You know, that's the thing about leadership. You can't like, it's not something, it's like a rainbow. You know, you can describe it and everybody's going to describe it differently until you encounter it. And then you know you've encountered that true leader, something about them. You know, they are just, there's just something about them. And that's kind of what I'm wanting to take you on as a journey, is just day by day, is giving you the principle of what leadership looks like, what true leadership looks like. And again, I'm saying some of it comes from my point of view, from the way I would express it, but I try not to. I try to keep myself unbiased as such, and really focus more on the principle of it. What does that look like? How do, you know, what is the thing that really works? And so, you know, I'm not trying to be too technical. I'm not trying to give you this overarching, you know, I've got all the answers. As I often tell you, is, you know, if you want to listen to like the technical side, there's so many great podcasts out there and books, of course, and courses and all the rest of it. But, you know, the thing that I really want to do is just bring a layer upon layer of principle upon principle that would constantly keep you thinking, focused on your development, your growth, and that we can begin to see some true leaders in the world, you know, wherever you are, some real true leadership. And not just the stuff, it's just the true stuff. It's the real thing. It's the stuff, not the fluff. That's really what I was kind of wanting to say. It's not the fluffy stuff, but the real stuff. And so that's really week, day after day, most days that I come and share with you, is that is the thing that I'm trying to convey to you, is to inspire you to think and ponder on a principle at a time that keeps us moving in the right direction. It's not, you know, it's not just one thing, but a process of things. You are a leader, but you're becoming a leader. And that's why you're not just born a leader, but you are, you have to become. And there's a process involved in that. You know, some people write themselves off and say, well, I wasn't born a leader, especially like me. They told me at school, you're not a leader. You will never be a leader, you know. And because I'm an introvert, you know, so is I kind of, but, and yet, you know, I do influence people. And so it's just, I'm not too bothered about the celebrity status of things. That's just me. I'm doesn't bother me. You know, is like whether you know, I mean, I want people to like me, but I don't live my life around that. It doesn't bother me. And I can be as easily alone as I can be in a team. It just doesn't bother me, you know. But nonetheless, you may be one of those. They said, you can't lead. You'll never lead. But yeah, you are, you know. You have a potential. You have something that you can constantly be growing and moving towards. And the more you journey, the more you, more influence, the more impact you will have. So it's just by way of a reminder, it's just don't stop the process. Don't stop the growth. Constantly be filtering those layers into you of principles, becoming the core, a changeless core inside of you. Make those things the changeless core inside of you, because then it doesn't matter what change happens. You can live with the change. You can adapt in the change. And you can do what's necessary in the change to constantly be having an impact in people's lives. All right. So that's what I want to share with you. Thank you for being with me tonight. I appreciate it. And till next time, this is Sean saying over and out.